proving once again that we'll do anything for a dollar. This is the Extra Extra Funny Podcast with TJ and Riggins.
I guess I could look this up, and I think I've probably asked the question many times over the years, and I don't ever remember getting a solid enough answer to go with it to where I just know. Because, you know, Riggins, I'm a keeper of odd knowledge.
Sure.
I love the odd knowledge. But I don't know why a public toilet seat has that cutout part in the front, in the middle, when every private toilet seat is completely one piece, just a one round part, and doesn't have that cutout pointed part at the front.
There's got to be a reason why.
Yeah, I'm wondering if it's because men who are peeing in public that don't want to raise the lid. It's easier. It doesn't get as much pee on the seat, I guess, if you can just pee without there being a seat in that very front part.
I guess.
And is that the way women's public toilets are? Do they have the cutout thing?
That would probably be an easy way to find out really quickly. Should I make a run into the women's restroom real quick?
Yeah.
Okay.
See if that's the thing. But this is such a small office, though. I mean, I don't know if it would be the same as if you went into a... They have multiple stalls and things, but you can give it a try.
The men's one does have that cutout.
Yeah, I know. I was just using it, and that's what made me wonder. Because I always see that because it exposes the rim of the toilet. And that toilet rim, that little piece that's not covered by the seat, always has pee stains on it, too.
Yeah. So the women's toilet seat does have the cutout, just like the men's one. So that doesn't solve the, that doesn't help that argument, but there's got to be a reason. And that one makes more sense.
Because of the shape of the toilet that's more pointed than round?
The shape.
Those bigger toilets in a public bathroom?
Yeah, maybe that is why.
Because, you know, the seat, because it doesn't attach in the front, it comes to a point out there.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I just quickly Googled it. Said the slit is there to allow men to urinate sitting down without getting urine on the seat.
Sitting down.
Some European men prefer to urinate sitting. So that's maybe just a European answer.
But
that's not a good
answer. How does that keep you from getting pee on the seat? If you're sitting down, I mean, do you?
Where is it going? I mean, right. You're talking about
that. Then you would have to be micro, right?
Yeah, right. It's just shooting
straight out like a water pistol.
I have to hunch over, you know, bend at the waist. And well, no, that it wouldn't even work. I don't know. What's the answer to that?
And if it is, if it is a European thing, then why are they all over America? See, that's what I don't like. When there's something that's foreign, but America uses it for no good reason, like the metric system.
Yeah, that is a ridiculous one.
You know,
I am in favor of more bidets because I've never tried one, but I feel like I would love it.
See, I don't.
Washing your butt.
I don't think I would like that.
People that have them swear by it, and they love telling you about it.
I know.
This says the gap is to facilitate personal hygiene, allowing users, especially women, to clean themselves more easily without touching the seat.
That makes sense.
That makes more sense than...
Because they're reaching to dry themselves.
Through the front, yeah.
Yeah.
But why have that on the men's seat? Unless guys are wiping, you know.
Yeah.
Which I don't... I like to go through the front to wipe my butt. What? You'd freak out of you. You'd be like elbow deep. I mean, your whole arm would be under yourself. That can't be it. But yes, I mean, so maybe that is the reason they just, for cost reasons, they put it in the men's one too.
Maybe. Seems like, though, it would be more expensive. But the public toilets themselves seem to be bigger than the ones you have at your house.
You're right. They do seem bigger.
The U-shaped design also aids in reducing the transfer of germs and simplifies the cleaning process for maintenance staff.
Just that one little cut out of the toilet seat?
I guess. If you bump into it or something like that.
Get out of here.
Yeah. I love Lindsay. The other day, she was talking about pooping at work. She was like, I do it all the time. Something like that. She goes, I don't know why people get so uncomfortable with that.
She said men. The men are way more uncomfortable about that than women.
Yeah.
You know, going in a public bathroom.
Yeah, it's like, how can you not be uncomfortable? It's like the most uncomfortable thing you have to do in public.
Yeah, so I don't know that I'm accepting any of those answers. But how many men in Europe or wherever are sitting down every time they pee? That's one of the things that God gave us, you know, that we should be thankful for. We don't have to sit down to pee.
100%. I don't think I've ever done it.
I feel sorry for women a lot of times you see a woman going into a porta john, or you're like, can you imagine going in there and having to, even if you're just hovering or whatever they do, it'd be such a pain.
My sister-in-law, Peanut, now she won't mind me telling you this story, went to a Dave Matthews Band concert and had to use the porta john, and she was wearing a jumper. What? And had to, not a jumper, romper.
Romper.
The one zip kind of thing. She said it has to go all the way down.
Yeah.
And she was like, that was just, I realized in that moment, like, this is like you're butt naked, basically, in a porta john at a Dave Matthews
concert.
You know, in July. It's just awful.
Mm.
But yeah, I totally agree. But Rob says he sits down all the time to urinate. When he's tired. He did. He said that.
I'm just so tired.
He's exhausted.
I can't even stand up and pee.
The man is tired. I totally agree with you, though. Who would want to do that? But they say it's more popular in Europe.
Yeah. That's why all those European men are so feminine acting.
I mean, they're certainly, I think that's, yeah, they are more effeminate. Mm-hmm.
To me, the best is just being able to pee outside.
You like that?
Mm-hmm.
A lot of guys do. Some freedom.
Yeah. You don't. No muss, no fuss. You know what I'm saying, right, brother? Every time we come back Saturday night to drop off little friend Jenny and handsome husband Michael, it's really dark around the side of their house. And I've usually, you know, been in them beers, and I can't even make it into the house. So I go around in those bushes.
You pee in their bushes?
Yeah, they love it too.
I bet. Do you announce that that's what you did as soon as you get in the house?
No, but it's almost like a hunting dog. As soon as you get to where you're going to be hunting and you drop the tailgate, the hunting dogs jump out and just go poop wherever, and then they're ready to go. That's kind of like it's car stops, and I just jump out like a dog.
Just like a dog.
Yeah.
Just like a dog.
Damn bell rings, and I know it's time to eat. Yeah. But I mean, I wouldn't be doing that in the daytime or anything, obviously.
No, of course not.
Unless I live way out in the country and I didn't have any neighbors or anything, I would probably do it.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't get it. I know guys who live in the country, and my brother used to do this when he lived, didn't have neighbors right up on him. He would get up from the living room watching TV and walk outside to pee. So if you don't get up and walk past a bathroom.
Give me a break.
You know.
If you're a civilized person, come on, get a grip. You don't need to go outside every time. If you got working plumbing, that's silly.
And I think with a lot of country people, they just say it's just, you know, it's the feeling of freedom. Just to be able to just stand there and pee off your porch.
I've got a different word for it.
You're free to be an effing redneck.
I mean, honestly, I don't know. I don't. If you're eight, maybe.
But can you imagine women doing that? Just saying, yeah, we live out in the country, and I just go pee off the porch.
Yeah, it's just how I do it. That's so gross.
Uh-huh. You mean wind's in your hair?
Yeah,
you know. Don't have to put your beer down.
Yeah.
Cigarette dangling.
Yeah. They always show the marathon runners that have like pooped on themselves, mm-hmm. but they never show the marathon runners that just pissed all over themselves. And I was wondering why, like, why don't we see somebody with like that super wet crotch from the front? Like, dang.
And I'm sorry. I know it's a big feat to complete a marathon and all that, but I would try to look for goals of things that I could do without shitting my pants. You know?
Yeah.
If I'm doing some sort of a training for an event.
Yeah.
And I'll go, okay, well, at this event, is there a chance that, you know, it's going to be normal for me to poop in my pants? And if they say yes, then I'll say, okay, well, then let's pick something else.
Yeah, right. They wouldn't accept that at a food, like a hot dog eating competition. Like, no, he just shits himself.
Which is where it makes more sense.
Yeah, Joey Chestnut. Shit himself again.
What if that's in the rules? Like, you can't do that because it's cheating. It's giving you an unfair advantage.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Because you're empty in your stomach.
That could be your thing, like your whole thing. Like, oh, yeah, he's doing it.
It's just constant. Hot dogs going in your mouth and then coming out the other end. It's just like a little conveyor.
Yeah. There was a wrestler in the 90s when I was watching wrestling as a kid. There was a guy whose gimmick was he would puke on people and he would make himself do it. And Vince McMahon built this character and he was trying to get the guy hyped up to build this character. He was like, oh, he's going to puke. He's going to puke, puke. I mean, he was getting so into it. And then the guy like in the office throws up in a trash can. So, you know, you could have a character that would like poop on people.
Oh.
Yeah, it's crazy. Go watch that video on YouTube. Puke. Oh. R.I.P., by the way. He's no longer with us. But that was a crazy character. Yeah.
Seemed like he was living a good life.
It's Extra Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.